people seem to think I was a BBC man. I was just an old freelance wandering about. It was terrific at the time. But now, oh, here he goes. I'm turning into Victor Meldrew. You've got suits and number crunchers. All they care about is demographics and what audience are we aiming at. Bill Cotton and Sir Lou Grade at ITV in the old days were showmen. They'd done shows themselves that even been performers, and they knew. They were marvellous with performers. I miss those people. You don't get bosses like that now. Everybody's an accountant.
In 1972, you became a regular on the quick-witted radio panel show I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, hosted, of course, by the late, great Humphrey Lyttelton. Why do you think it's been so enduring?
Well, we can't believe it. We do a stage version of it. And a few weeks ago, as we're talking now, we played at Colston Hall, Bristol, and 3,000 turned up. We couldn't believe what was happening. We're like an old rock band. It's the O2 any minute, you know. And we thought, if the audience were our age, they'd be dropping off. But we get families and students, and we grew up with you. We're very happy about it. 45 years ago, 1972, and it wasn't regarded as a proposition then. David Hatchett's first producer said, oh, put it out on Boxing Day when everybody's pissed. It's not going to work, this. And the bosses at the BBC in those days said, Humphrey Lyttelton on a comedy. He did radio talking about jazz. Humphrey Lyttelton. As it turned out, it was a brilliant idea, and they fought for the show and kept it, and it started working.